The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. Today we're going to be talking about vascular health and the vascular surgery programs at the WMC Health Hospitals. We have a very distinguished guest, and he is Dr. Javier Telegori-Perello. He's a distinguished vascular surgeon within the Division of Vascular Surgery at WMC Health, serving the Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital, Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, and Westchester Medical Center. Dr. Perello specializes in vascular and endovascular surgery as well as general surgery with clinical interests that include aortic and arterial aneurysm, minimally invasive treatment of vascular diseases, wound care, and the treatment of advanced serious diseases. Dr. Telegori-Perello is certified by the American Board of Surgery in both general surgery and vascular and endovascular surgery. Dr. Telegori-Perello is fluent in both Spanish and English. His commitment to patient care and clinical excellence makes him a valued member of the WMC Health Network. So, Dr. Telegori-Perello, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Telegori-Perello, can you start by just giving our listeners just an overview of what vascular health is in general, and what are some of the common conditions that you encounter with your patients?
Well, vascular disease is a very wide problem. The most common problems we see every day is occlusive disease in the arterial system. But also we serve patients with chronic wounds or patient who came to seek attention to medical care for solution for access for interstitial disease. In addition, we have the opportunity to treat patients with venous diseases. We present with ulcers that don't heal or chronic swelling in lower extremities. So in other words, we do that wide variety of procedures and serve a very extensive presentation of vascular disease, either venous, lymphatic, or arterial.
Mm-hmm. And can you explain the importance of early detection and prevention in vascular health and what steps that people can take to maintain healthy vascular systems?
Yes, as you can imagine, for health prevention is essential, not only in vascular, it's in general. I always tell my patients the most important thing is this little change we can do every day. And actually, it's not so little, like quit smoking, exercise, eat better, and follow the recommendation that primary care physicians provide to the patients. So I think this is the most important thing the patients can do. Don't forget, most of the peripheral vascular disease, for instance, they don't present with any symptoms, and not necessarily you need to treat it, but provide medical treatment. Regarding your first question is, how important is to follow medical attention with a vascular surgeon? One example is, for instance, aortic aneurysmal disease. So in patients that have been exposed to cigarette smoking or older 65 years old, or have family history of aortic aneurysm, should look for attention and specifically for screening. So this is a good example. But most importantly, if a patient has any symptoms, relay that to the primary care physician, and with the evaluation, most of these patients are referred to us.
Mm-hmm. And do most primary care physicians, are they well-versed in the signs and symptoms of vascular disease? And maybe you can explain to our listeners also what an aneurysm is.
Yes. I think it's in Western countries and nowadays in worldwide, I think it's such a prevalent disease. So our doctors, our primary care physicians, and the community doctors are well versed about this terrible disease. In terms of aneurysm, so is when an artery dilates or enlarges comparing the normal size. This can have significant consequence depend where is the artery. Is in the case of the abdominal aorta, this can produce life-threatening events if they are not taken care in a properly manner and time. In case of peripheral aneurysms, in other words, dilatation, enlargement of the arteries, for instance, in the popliteal artery, which is the artery behind the knee, can produce, as worst scenario, limb loss. So this is important to look for this disease and treat it in a timely manner.
And are some population groups more susceptible than others, or say demographically susceptible, age, gender, or what have you?
Yeah, this is a great question, as a matter of fact. In case of aneurysmal disease, there are a familiar component, very important and very heavy on these patients. But definitely the environmental risk factors are heavy too in the determination of these diseases. For instance, the smoking population are higher risk of developing this problem, as well as males and older than 65 years old. So I think this the patients that most commonly see this particular disease.
So moving over to your vascular surgery program at WMC Health, can you talk about that? Give us an overview of that program. I know it's in multiple hospitals, and exactly what services you provide there.
Yes, we cover a very extensive area in New York. Our main campus with Tertiary Care Center, Westchester Medical Center at Valhalla, but also we cover northern campuses at Kingston and Poughkeepsie. So you can imagine the geographically is very extensive. So we cover the wide variety of vascular procedures, from emergencies like aortic dissections to acute limb ischemia, which means lack of flow, sudden lack of flow of the lower limbs, but also we cover patients who came to looking at medical attention for access for renal failure, or patients who present with a painful varicose veins or swelling, chronic swelling in the legs. In addition, in my practice, I'm very interested in wound care. So I see many patients every week at Poughkeepsie with a chronic non-healing wounds from any kind of a source, for instance, ischemic of lack of flow or inflammatory. So I have great interest in wounds. So to summarize your questions, yeah, we have a large geographic coverage patients, and we treat from very acute to very chronic diseases and we're very wide in etiology or cause, since from aneurysms to lack of flow or lower extremities, either chronic or acute.
And so that anticipates my next question is, so is Dr. Telegori-Perello, are the services at the vascular surgery program at WMC Health unique to the area? Or is this something that's commonly available elsewhere?
Yeah, I think it is. With our we occupy a very large geographical space. We try to keep in patients close from home where they need to have treatment. Our main campuses who provide care is in Valhalla, Poughkeepsie, and Kingston. However, we have the flexibility to bring patients to our tertiary care center in case the complexity require it, or we need other specialties to support patient care. And what makes unique? Well, for us, patient and family are most important part of the treatment. So I think our vision is to take care of the patient and take care of the family and provide the best care we can or available, I would say. But not forgetting that behind the problem is a human being with a family that's suffering a terrible disease.
That's really an excellent take on it. And we want to learn more about this wonderful program and a little bit more about you. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world when you choose your passwords. Make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along. But don't just use a password alone. Get a call, get a text, or a code on your phone.
MFA really works.
We can secure our world. When it's time to update an app, don't you hesitate. Do it ASAP.
Just like that.
Watch out for offers too good to be true. It's probably someone trying to take advantage of you.
Hey, that's phishing.
Let's report it. Install updates. Make better passwords. Think before you click. Use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
The Asian long-horned beetle is an invasive insect, a black and white tree-eating menace. It's here in our area, eating holes in our trees. Perfectly round holes, no larger than a dime, in trees across our region. The Asian longhorned beetle is destroying our trees. It burrows inside, where it literally eats our trees where they stand. Then it chews its way out, making perfectly round holes. Lots of these beetles mean lots of holes. Holes that could take away lots of our trees. Look for holes in your trees. By keeping an eye out, we can put an end to the Asian longhorned beetle and help keep our trees safe. Report the Asian longhorned beetle. Don't let it put a hole in our tree population. Report the Asian longhorned beetle. Go online at asianlonghornedbeetle.com.
Every moment counts if you're at risk or living with lung cancer. And anyone with lungs can get lung cancer. It causes more cancer deaths than breast, colon, and prostate combined. It can feel like a race against time. And while there may be moments where you question your next step, it's essential to know that you don't have to confront lung cancer alone. Through it all, GoTo for Lung Cancer is here for you. From screening, treatment, and survivorship support, to finding the right care close to home, we are your community. As your friends, your guides, your teachers, your advocates, and your support system, GoTo is your go-to. Confronting lung cancer starts here. Visit goto.org today.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
Ann-
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today, we're discussing vascular health and the vascular surgery program at WMC Health. Our guest is Dr. Javier Telegori Perello, who's a distinguished vascular surgeon and certified by the American Board of Surgery in both general surgery and vascular and endovascular surgery. So Dr. Telegori Perello, before the break, we talked a little bit about, you gave us an overview of what vascular health is and a little bit about the program at WMC Health. But now let's turn to you. What inspired you to get interested in this field and what do you find most rewarding about it?
So, that is a funny question if you think. And when I went to school of medicine, initially I wanted to do behavioral. I wanted to do some, psychiatry and, you know, and it was very appealing as a, went through the school of medicine and become more and more surgical. But I think a great influence was my mother. She's a podiatrist that dedicated her life to diabetic patients. She never worked with any other patient that was diabetic in pediatric and adult populations. So I think she always showed me the pictures, showed the, you know, how the patients progress and save the limbs. And I think it was as a natural election in later in life to go through vascular. So because part of what we do is dedicate our life to, among other things, to of limb salvage. So I think that was my mom inspired me to go through this field.
Well, that's wonderful. So, Dr. Perello, so turning back a little bit to the vascular surgery program at WMC Health. So you mentioned earlier that you really pay a lot of attention to patients and their families, right? Because it's, I'm sure there's a lot of anxiety associated with some of these conditions. So in addition to the medical treatment, it's just making patients feel like they're being well cared for and reassuring their family members. How does WMC Health collaborate with other departments in the hospital to provide a more comprehensive, holistic approach to this?
Well, I think in modern medicine, you can understand the treatment of the patient without a single specialty. And I have the privilege to work with different specialties everyday basis. And not only that, I have a really, really close communication with the primary care physician, family physician, internal medicine, nephrologist. You know, there are people that we communicate every day. I have my cell phone, all the numbers I call. I receive multiple calls. It's no other way to see the modern medicine. It's not that way. We have to work in teams. Our patients, unfortunately, are complex, has multiple diseases. So the best care, and even not only don't think that it's only happen in, you know, in when the patient is admitted. Most of this happen outside the hospital. When the patient comes electively to your office, the patient is doing well. I am continue communication, and I know my colleagues practice the same way. I can't imagine if it's not the other way to collaborate with other teams or specialties. And again, I have a great relation with many doctors, many specialists, and I feel so close for me. And you won't believe it, but I never met in person. So because there are so many communication through our, system, mm-hmm. Computer system and phone calls, but well, this is the way we do here in Valhalla. And again, I have a privilege to work with a variety of specialists that that provide and wonderful care to my patients. I'm proud about that.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's an advantage to having that deep reservoir of talent that you can call on. It's one thing to just read a electronic medical record. It's another thing to have a conversation with someone who's also addressing some aspect of your patient's care. That's really wonderful. So, doctor, tell us for our listeners what signs and symptoms should they pay attention to or be concerned about with respect to vascular health? How do they recognize those?
Well, I think if we talk specifically for occlusive disease, so blockages, what we call occlusive disease, but also well known by some blockages in the arteries, I would suggest to at least see the very the very least, see the primary or look medical attention with the primary care physician. When your patient has pain in the legs that's reproduced or every time they walk a certain distance, this can be a sign of lack of flow, arterial flow to the lower extremities. Needless to say, when a person develops a wound sore, you know, in the foot or leg that doesn't heal beyond 2 weeks, that is something concerning. Or when you patients develop continuous pain in lower extremities, this is another thing that requires medical attention. These are signs important to look for. But don't forget that a lot of diseases or problems we see on a daily basis, they have no symptoms. So I'll give an example, hypertension. Hypertension is the one the blood pressure is too high, and most of the patients don't have symptoms. However, we know that elevated hypertension are associated with heart attack, stroke, kidney failure. So we don't necessarily need to wait for symptoms. So what we recommend is follow your medical primary care physician and they will be look for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, all these risk factors that eventually lead to vascular disease.
Mm-hmm. And so that really answers part of the next question about what are the more common preventative screenings that are available, and then what are the more in-depth ones that primary care physician might recommend or that maybe the patient would like to ask about?
Well, I think, as I mentioned, I think look for a high glucose or sugar in the blood, high cholesterol or fat in the blood, look for high blood pressure are essential, and it's very common to have, and it can be controlled with medical management. So then it's not necessarily to wait to have a event. So we always recommend to be proactive and look for this particular problems before anticipate, the need of a surgeon. So in terms of patients who are smoke and older, 65 years old, and especially males, needless to say, with history of aneurysms in the family, we recommend per guidelines to perform an ultrasound of the abdominal aorta looking for for aortic aneurysm. Mm-hmm. To give you an example of a screen that can be done at the primary care physician.
Mm-hmm. And certainly, doctor, technology has come a long way. I mean, 20 years ago, or 25 years ago, maybe people would have less of a chance of a good outcome. But talk to us about some of the key breakthrough technology that has made your treatment really been a game changer.
Well, I mean, the last few decades was a paradigm change from open surgery to endovascular surgery. We can say that probably 75% of our occlusive disease is treated somehow minimally invasive without open surgery. Needless to say, about a aneurysmal disease. And nowadays, also, we can treat blockages in the carotid arteries. In the carotid arteries through very small incision or punctures with stents and balloons. So this is a significant breakthrough in technology and science that allow to treat patients with minimally invasive solutions or procedures.
And Dr. Telegori-Perello, how do folks get in touch or learn more about what we talked about today, and how do they contact the vascular surgery program at WMCL?
Well, we have we have multiple offices, not only in Westchester, Valhalla, Kingston, and Poughkeepsie. So we have a webpage, and depending on where the patient lives, we recommend to call the local office, these three hospitals.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Telegori-Perello, time really flies when the subject is interesting. And I just want to thank you. You obviously have deep knowledge and passion for your profession. We really appreciate that, the work that you do and your colleagues do on our behalf. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. Have a wonderful day.
You too. And you're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.